It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has begun deploying more than 100,000 COVID-19 tests purchased from South Korea, according to Governor Polis. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Colorado was one of two states to get tests from South Korea. Republican Senator Cory Gardner has ties to the country through his work on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and helped secure the tests. Polis told CPR's Colorado Matters the state kept the deal under wraps until it was final.
We don't want to give the competition, which could mean other countries, could mean our own country, could mean other states. We don't want to give them the heads up on what we're doing.
South Korea has also provided tests to Maryland. The state's first lady was born there. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The governor has outlined a plan to cut the state budget by almost $230 million over the next 2 months. The money comes from across state government, from grants for teachers to the Civil Air Patrol. The state will pay less for Medicaid because the federal government is paying more. Colorado is expected to lose a lot of revenue because of the pandemic. State lawmakers are preparing for cuts of 10% or more to the budget for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. Denver city workers cleared a homeless camp downtown yesterday. CPR's Hart Van Denberg was there, and he says the threat of coronavirus was on everyone's mind.
All the officers, all the city workers all had face masks on. Most of them had gloves on. They were constantly telling people to keep their distance. It's certainly part of their thinking that these tents and these people were all packed in very close quarters.
CPR's Hart Van Denberg. There are pictures at CPR.org. It's May 1st, and sports betting is now legal in Colorado, even with few sporting events to bet on right now. Voters approved sport betting in person and via mobile device last fall. Colorado's casinos are closed, but apps are available for those who want to start betting. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.